From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, July 24th. I'm Lana Cohen. A recent study from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health found a connection between air pollution over numerous years and increased mortality rates from COVID-19. They found an 8% increase in mortality from coronavirus for every 1 microgram per cubic meter increase in air pollution. For comparison, many United States residents breathe air with 8 micrograms per cubic meter of particulate matter. In Calpella, a town just north of Ukiah, community members are worried that emissions coming from the Mendocino Forest Products wood pellet plant are adversely impacting the health of residents, putting them at greater risk of mortality from COVID-19. A coalition of local, regional, and national environmental groups, including Social Environmental Indigenous Justice, or SAGE, are coming together to ask for operations at the wood pellet plant, which makes fuel pellets from a Douglas fir and redwood blend, to be suspended. Polly Gervin, a resident of Coyote Valley Reservation and an Indigenous rights lawyer who has been fighting for environmental justice for over 50 years, is behind much of this recent action. She believes that the plant's operations should be suspended.
We just found out that there was a permit violation history consistently in its first 2 years of operation, and that 2.5 particulate matter, which is of extreme concern to the lung health of children and elders, was a continuing problem of impermissible levels of pollution. We have determined that it's in the best health interest of the community in a time of COVID to request a suspension of operations pending further transparency and public outreach by the Board of Supervisors and by the Air Quality Management District.
The plant was opened by Mendocino Forest Products, a manufacturer and distributor of redwood and Douglas fir products, in 2017. The owners of Mendocino Forest Products, Sansone Partners, also own Mendocino Redwood Company and Humboldt Redwood Company. Over the first 2 years of operation, the wood pellet plant exceeded permissible levels of pollution. This resulted in the Mendocino County Air Quality Management District, which is a state agency affiliated with Mendocino County and tasked with regional air quality planning, monitoring, and stationary source and facility permitting, serving them 2 notices of violation. Chief Air Pollution Control Officer Barbara Moed at the Mendocino County Air Quality Management District worked with Mendocino Forest Products over this time to make sure they were in compliance with their permit.
We've written 2 notices of violation. We've had 3 interim operating agreements, which allowed them to operate at a reduced rate of production, keeping their emissions within district permit limits. As a result of a second violation, we required them to change their abatement control device because the original emission control device obviously wasn't working. What they ended up doing was they put a number of additional monitoring probes and they automated the plant operation. So the combination of the additional monitoring probes and the automatic response to changes in conditions is what ultimately got them to the point where their source test in November 2019, particulate matter levels, they ended up coming in about half of what's allowable emissions in their permit.
There was neither an environmental impact report nor a public notice required before the construction of the plant due to the area's zoning designation as a general industrial area by the Mendocino County Planning and Building Commission and the plant's distance from sensitive receptors or populations that are especially at risk of being adversely impacted by pollution.
When the district gets an application, we have a standard checklist of considerations. And one of them is the proposed stationary source within 1,000 feet of the sensitive receptor. In this neighborhood, the sensitive receptors identified were the Tribal Health Clinic, the Waldorf School, and Calpella Elementary School. In this case, the stationary source was not within 1,000 feet of any of those sensitive receptors, and that would be the trigger for a public notice.
Although county rules have been upheld, Gervin doesn't believe these regulations adequately protect the public health of the community.
So that's what this letter will be requesting, is that there be a suspension of operations and that we need to have a thorough environmental review process, and we need to have some robust civic engagement opportunities to be able to determine whether this facility is safe in its current location, which is residential. And downstream is a working class Hispanic neighborhood. Both Hispanic and Native people are also at increased vulnerability to COVID. So we do believe this is a community health risk and are requesting that it be shut down during the time of the spike in COVID in our county.
John Anderson, Director of Forest Policy at Mendocino Redwood Company and Humboldt Redwood Company, says he's at a loss to why the community thinks they have some sort of emissions that are harmful. Although he understands that there's a plume that comes from the plant, he says it's all steam, and that any concerned resident should feel free to call Mendocino Redwood Company, and that they would be happy to explain what they have done to make sure they are meeting all that air quality management requires of them. He also thinks the issue at hand has more to do with the county and how they do their zoning, mentioning that Mendocino Redwood Company complied with all required permits, and if people are unhappy, they should talk to the county about how they allow building in industrial zones. For KZYX News, I'm Lana Cohen. For all our local stories, photos, and more, visit kzyx.org.